Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just got beer in my eye.
Ugh. Are you okay?
The beer jizzed in my face.
Well, you were kind of asking.
I was.
Sorry.
It's what I'm wearing. I was asking for it because of this button-up shirt.
Can you wear that flannel? With that blue?
With that blue? You're going to get beer jizz in
your face.
You're
going to get beer jizz right in it. Right in that eye.
In your face. Hi, Sharla.
Hey, Drew. How's it going?
I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. I think it's been a minute.
Yeah, I went to Colorado because of death.
Yeah.
Because death happened.
Death happened and then.
Let me tell you something about death.
What? Yeah.
Super inconvenient.
Very inconvenient.
No one talks about that part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad and shitty, but no one talks about how much shit you have to do.
You have to do a lot.
Because you're the live one. Because you're alive. And
all
of
it sucks.
Yeah, nothing of it is fun.
None of it.
Because you're like, I don't want to. What?
Yeah.
I
don't want to face that or clean that or deal with that or talk to and like.
No. No one wants to do.
Fuck all of it.
Fuck all of that shit forever. I don't ever want to die.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever die. No one die around me.
Would you feel better dying if you knew that you had like a huge party planned for your people and like. Your social security was closed, your bank account was all done.
Oh, if it was like, it just was all done?
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to be a death party planner. That would be neat.
I mean, that's kind of what a funeral director is.
They suck at it. They try and oversell stuff you don't need.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I will take care of all of this, and your death will, you won't be there.
We're getting rid
of your body, because it's very sad for people to see you lying around.
No.
So, yeah. It'll just be a huge party. I don't know. Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah. Fuck it.
I'll tell you what, though.
What's that?
Richard?
Yeah?
My stepdad, who died, he would be so fucking mad.
Really?
If he found out he died.
Oh, man.
He'd be so mad, he'd be like, what?
Damn it.
God damn it!
Really?
Yeah. He would be, because he's like, I got shit, there's shit still I gotta do.
Yeah.
I would be pissed off, too, if you could be pissed off.
Yeah. Hopefully you can't. Hopefully you're not watching and like, God damn it!
Yeah, no, like, no, please don't.
Please let it be blackness.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure. Pausing. We are paused. The show universe head is on is paused. We are not using this for public hearing. Later, it is paused. No one shall hear this, ever. This is secret information. This pause.
And we're back.
And we're back after a short pause. Okay.
Okay, Shiloh, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah,
today.
I had to take in your absence into consideration of what I wanted to talk about.
Uh-huh.
I was like, animals are fun and lighthearted.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, what are fucked up things animals do? And a lot of it is killing people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them do that.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck.
No.
Dogs will eat their owners. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up. Cats will do the same.
Yeah.
Cats
are just waiting. They're waiting for you to just trip, hit your head.
They're just always scheming.
They're just like, the minute.
I love that. I thought it was really funny why dogs eat their owners is because like you would fall or something and they'd come over and like lick you and be like, are you okay? Hey, are you okay?
You okay?
And then they do it enough where blood is drawn and they're like,
blood.
So they like, initially it's really sweet that they, but then they just turn into an animal.
They just turn feral immediately. When you die.
So I kept exploring animals and, I mean, we talked about it one time, having sex with animals, but I'd like to get back on that bandwagon.
You ain't done with that shit.
Done with that.
I'm not done with it either.
Because Drew, I found a documentary. It's called, Vice Guide to Sex.
Mm.
And it's a group of people that went to Colombia and documented the culture of men losing their virginities to donkeys.
there's a culture.
It's huge. Drew, it's like, it's what you do. Before you have sex with a female, you go with your group of friends when you're 11 to 14, like on a Sunday, they talk about going up to the hill, finding a donkey, and having sex with it. And they're so open about it and casual. Like, even the wives are like, yeah, that's what you do. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, you just go up into the hills and fuck a donkey and then we have a nice meal.
Yeah. Everyone knows that everyone does it. All the boys. It was so bizarre. So I don't want to talk about anything else.
And that's just a tradition.
Yeah.
It's just this donkey fucker. So you donkey fuck before you fuck.
Yeah.
What is their reasoning? Like,
their reason is so when they find a female, they won't, and they're asked, are you a virgin? They'll be like, no.
No.
I've been fucking for years. And they'll lay it down.
Are you a virgin? Hell no. I am no virgin. Oh, no, no. I have been fucking for many years. So many years.
And they show footage of a guy like, hey, you want to see it? Okay. And he goes and like finds a donkey and they show it. I mean, it's blurred. It's like anime where like the sex part is happening is blurred. Uh-huh. But he's like, gets done. He's like rubbing on the donkey's butt, smiling, pulling up his pants. They're so casual about it.
Wow.
No big deal.
And the donkeys are just like, here we go.
Well, they had an 11-year-old explain how he does it. And he was like, I find a donkey and I rub her under, gentle. And then I take her and I give it to her. I give it to her slow. And the guy doing the documentary is like, you're not worried about being kicked? And he's like, no. No. I give it to her slow. It was wacky. And they were like still embarrassed a little, but not.
But only like in a cheeky way.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, blew my mind. It blew my mind.
And so they.
Like Drew, like if you were just growing up.
Yeah.
And your friends are like, come on, let's go.
Sunday.
Yeah. Drew, you want to come out and play?
Oh, yeah. We'll go to the donkey hill. We'll go to the donkey hill. So there's just like are there just like donkeys just all over the place?
Yeah, I think so.
Are they wild? Can you have a wild donkey? Huh. Yeah, I guess you can.
I guess.
Just go fuck some feral donkeys.
Yeah. They found one guy and, because a lot of them were like, well, sometimes you stop and sometimes people don't stop. They prefer it over a woman. And they interviewed this sex therapist and was like, well, many people that have sex with animals, once they fuck a female dog, it's very hard to go back to a female human.
Yeah, once you go dog.
I mean, once...
You can't go to ladies.
That's what they say.
Humans. Not...
Once you go bitch, you can't switch. That's a saying somewhere, probably.
It is now. It's a saying here, right now. Once you go bitch, you can't switch.
Hey, welcome to Boner Barn.
Welcome to Boner Barn.
Rule number one.
Rule number one at Boner Barn. Once you go bitch, you can't switch.
We'll take no refunds.
There's no refunds for that.
So one of the people that didn't stop that they interviewed... they asked him how many donkeys he had sex with so far. And this man is a baby about 35, 36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think his answer was?
Oh boy. And he like probably started when he was like 11.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He probably fucks like a donkey a day. Right? And then math, and then that's how many.
That wasn't that much, but I like your logic. Well, I mean, fuck, it must have been a donkey a day.
Well, shit, donkey a day.
He claims he's had sex with 100 different donkeys.
100 different donkeys.
Yep.
Get it.
And he's like, sometimes, you know, I'll think of a woman when I'm there, and sometimes I'm just there. You wait, and if anyone wants to have sex with a donkey, you rub it, you rub the vagina until they let up their tail. That lets you know they're ready. You move the tail to the side and you enter it. And he looked very comfortable while he was having sex. He wasn't like reaching up, or it looked natural.
Was he like, like, was he still talking to the interviewer? Like, while he's just like,
no.
You see, it's nice, huh? Hey, it's not bad. You just do it.
Actually, no, he wasn't talking, but his face was one shot, his face was like thinking. And the other shot, his head was like turned to the camera and just smiling and nodding.
Just like giving a thumbs up.
I mean, what?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, you get up in the morning, you know, you brush your teeth, you know, you take a shower, you know, you fuck a donkey, and then you know, shave your beard.
Kiss your mama goodbye.
Kiss your mama goodbye, and that's your day. It's like a chore.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
This is, it's very common. It's not laughed. I mean, they giggle
and
about
where,
it.
And where is it?
Colombia.
Just all of Colombia.
Just all of Colombia. And then I looked up donkey shows, and that's like a myth, I guess.
Donkey shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I've never seen one, and I never, you know, I've been to Mexico a few times.
Right.
Never been a thing.
Yeah.
I did, can I tell you about the strip club I went to in Mexico?
Yes.
Or is that too taboo? Should we not?
I think we can go there.
Well, it was, I didn't know we were going to one. That usually is like actually how I get to strip clubs most of the time. I don't know what we're like that we're going.
Uh-huh.
Whoever I'm with.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is a strip club. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they have alcohol. So that's kind of how it was. And it was like my cousin or something. He was like, hey, let's do something fun. And so we had this, this guy, one of my dad's friends anyway, he local guy, and he's okay. And he kind of smiled. He's like, all right. And we get in the cab, and I don't know where we're going, but we go to this place called Casablanca.
Oh, sounds romantic.
The White House.
Whoa. Yeah.
And go in there, and I quickly realize it's a strip club.
Okay. What's your first indication?
That there's a naked woman dancing on a pole, and there's a lot of really gross dudes.
Okay.
Really gross Mexican guys. But in Mexico, they just call them guys.
Okay.
So this woman is, I couldn't believe, I was laughing because.
Oh, Drew, her self-esteem.
Well, no, not loud enough for her to like, be like, why is that guy laughing? But I was just like sitting there like, oh my God. So she comes out in a nun's outfit.
Okay.
You know.
Catholics.
Typical, right?
Yeah.
So she, takes off clothes.
Yeah.
Because she's a stripper. She strips the clothes off.
Uh-huh.
This guy, has a chair, and he kind of puts the chair like closer to the stage.
Uh-huh.
And has the money. So this is your, like a normal strip club, a U.S. strip club.
Mm-hmm.
You put a dollar on there, and they'll like rub their, they'll move their, they'll move the pussy right in front of your face or something, or boobs or whatever. So this one, he straight up gets like, she puts her vagina in his face.
God.
And he straight up is like eating her out.
Whoa.
And he's like, woo. And she's like, yeah. And everyone's like, yee.
Oh, that's it. Oh, that's oral sex.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Then she gets off of that guy, starts dancing a little bit more, lights a cigarette.
No. No.
Lights another cigarette.
Okay.
Puts one of the cigarettes in her vagina.
God.
And another one in her asshole.
No.
And then she dances with the two lit cigarettes in her vagina and asshole. And by this time, I was already like laughing at this. At this time, I had to like leave because I was like, this is the funny, like, where the fuck am I? What the fuck is this?
Were the Mexican men very like much enjoying that?
They were, it's funny because it was real gross because they were just, they were just like, see, see, You're like, yeah. Like, it was a normal, like, that's a normal thing to happen in a strip club. Is when
wow.
She's like, yeah. Oh, it's the cigarette part of the dance.
Oh, my favorite number.
Ah, yeah. She does it the best, though. She's the best. She is the best at the cigarette and pussy and butthole.
I can't. I wonder if the boss was like, hey, Maria. Tonight,
you are cigarette girl.
Tonight, you are the cigarette. No. Or if her friend was like, Marie, you've got to try this. It will get so many monies. I don't know.
But yeah, that's
God,
it. That's
yikes.
That one. But that was like, that made me think, I'm like, well, maybe there are donkey shows.
Huh, yeah, you know? I tried to, but it was like, maybe there once were, and they got brought up so much in American culture that Mexico was like, shut it down.
They're like,
we're getting made fun of.
We're getting made fun of by the Americans again.
Yeah.
Shut it down. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So no more donkey shows.
So no, but if you want to lose your virginity, tweens, go to Colombia.
Go to Colombia.
Find a donkey.
Fuck that donkey.
Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody cares. And it's like
it was from the guys doing the documentary. They also spoke. What do they speak in Colombia?
I think it was Spanish. Yeah.
So they can understand it. But when they were talking to the camera, they're like, "So I guess we're gonna go watch them fuck a donkey." They only used the term fuck. They didn't say have sex with or whatever.
Make love.
Yeah.
We're going to go watch them make love to a donkey.
It was always fuck.
I make love to donkey.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, other than gibbons, I guess I can understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I get it.
Yeah.
I can't get over the fact, like, that there's just like a hill of donkeys or something. You just go find a donkey.
Or maybe they went to like an uncle's farm or something. You're right. Yeah.
If it's like enough of that, if it's like not taboo at all and there's enough of it and it's like totally cool, this is where you can make some money.
Uh-oh.
Just have a donkey farm. Just have a whole donkey farm, right? There's got to be someone's got it.
If there's not a mama-san out there that, like...
Although it's Colombia, so they probably, everyone's working, making cocaine. That's probably makes them a lot more money than donkey farm. Never mind.
No, if
I was in Colombia, I would sell cocaine. I'd make cocaine out of coca leaf.
Me, but if you get caught, you can always go to...
You can always go to donkey farming.
Yeah, you gotta have a plan B, guys.
Like a donkey brothel?
Yeah.
Just do that. Is that...
Put some, like, pearl necklaces on the donkeys.
Yeah, dress them up. Put them some
perfume.
Lipstick.
Perfume. Lipstick.
Or maybe they just don't... They don't want to fuck women, so you don't make them look like women at all. You just make them look like a donkey.
Maybe, like, overshadow. Mm-hmm. Or, like, do more donkey makeup to the donkey.
Bring out its eyes a little bit. Yeah.
Really whiten those two front teeth.
Really whiten those two big old front teeth. Maybe like a different color tail.
Yeah.
You know.
Rainbow
tail. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they really
You'd
enjoy
have names
it.
For them. You know, get a little personal.
Get personal. The guy that was very like nonchalant and had fucked 100 donkeys. Mm-hmm. I think he truly is. I mean, he loves them. The look in his eyes when he's talking about them, there's no shame. It's like pure. It was insane. Go watch that documentary now. It's 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's easy.
It's a Vice, little Vice documentary.
It's great.
I'm going to watch that. You'd watch that too, but not at work.
Not at work.
Don't you watch that at work.
Or, I don't know.
Or, I don't know. Or do. I don't give a fuck what you do.
I'm feeling. I don't give a fuck what you do.
Oh, one more thing about death
Please.
That I wanted to say. This is for everyone out there. If you know someone who is like lost somebody, the best thing, don't ask what happened.
Oh.
Right? That's the word. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
People just get curious and
I mean,
nosy,
I understand I understand why.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, what?
Yeah.
Because that's what you're like, huh, what?
But
bad Like, read the fucking room.
Did you personally get asked a lot?
Yeah. People just like, oh, what happened? I'm like, fuck you.
And you have to explain it again.
Fuck you. That's what happened. Yeah. And I don't want to, you don't want to talk. You're just like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Actually. Right.
Like, not right now.
That's a great point.
So, hey, everyone. Little PSA.
Yeah.
And when someone dies, just be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say. That's it.
I think my, that's a really interesting point. My parents feel they lost a daughter when she, like 30 something years ago. So mm-hmm. they always have to say like, well, Sharla and we had a daughter. And then always the first question is like, oh, what happened? And they've been telling that story for 30 something years. They have to relive of like why they don't have her anymore. And
you're like,
that's a great point.
God, don't.
Ask anything else. How
just, like,
are
give,
you?
Just like give, give them money and say, how are you? Really? That's like all, that's it.
Give me a hug and the money. And did you bring flowers?
Give me a hug. If you had flowers, great. Those are going to die too.
Yeah. Right?
But that just be like, oh man, I'm so sorry. Here's a check.
Yeah.
Here's some money.
It'll get better. And I'm thinking, I still don't know what the right thing
to
say
is. I mean, that's it's like, that fuck, that sucks.
Fuck, that sucks. Yeah.
Fuck, that sucks. I'm sorry. Are you okay? That's all you have to say. Just a little PSA.
Yeah, I
for
like
all
it.
Of you out there.
I like
it's
it.
It's very simple.
Uh-huh.
Because death is weird and stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So. That's all. But that's all I got to say about that.
Heard it.
Heard it. Yeah. Charlotte, I love talking about donkey fucking.
I'm so glad.
I wouldn't want to talk about donkey fucking anyone other than you.
That means a whole lot to me. Yeah. Same with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, anyway, go to iTunes and review us.
Yeah. Say whatever you want to say, because we know what this is, a garbage show. But just put 5 stars.
Just put 5 stars. It's fun.
It's fun.
It's you get something out of it, because you can just like pretend you're pretend we're like Home Depot.
Yes.
And you're reviewing a shitty Home Depot experience. Or FedEx or something. Yeah. One of those companies, like, UPS. No matter what, where you go, where it is,
it's always
shitty.
Yeah.
You get shitty service. You know, like Wendy's or something.
But
give us 5 stars.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. And Drew, welcome back.
Yay! Thank you, Shara. You're my friend.
You are my friend. Good. And goodbye.
Goodbye.